This special edition in-depth program on agriculture is brought to you in part by Two Rivers Cooperative, Iowa State Savings Bank, Motor and Auto Group, Knoxville Hospital and Clinics, Iowa State Investment Representative Joe Cunningham, Knoxville Raceway, and Marion County Fair Association. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Pleasantville Clinic, Marion County Bank, Garver's Animal Health Center of Knoxville, Marion County Farm Bureau, Lambert Truck Sales and Parts, Twin Cedar School District, and Central College. Enjoy the program.
Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
How are local farm-related organizations and businesses working together to educate our children about agriculture in the Farm Bureau's Ag in the Classroom? In the fourth part of a five-part series on agriculture, let's go in-depth with the people at the Farm Bureau's Ag in the Classroom event at the Vermeer Corporation. Well, Chasen, a fun day here at Vermeer.
Yeah, we have all the fourth grade classes from across Marion County here at our Ag in the Classroom for Marion County Farm Bureau.
Well, and why does the Farm Bureau do this?
Oh, it goes back to what Farm Bureau is, involving people in agriculture, involving people in the policy process, involving education through agriculture, and it's a great way to affect some young folks in the county.
What's the reaction of the kids been so far?
Oh, they love it. I mean, they get tractors in here, a combine, goats, a bottle calf, and a lamb. They get to see all those things and ask questions. And Laylee has a robotic milker here that they get to look at for the dairy side of it. So they get to learn a lot about things, and they've really, really enjoyed it. All, a bunch of smiles on all the kids.
What's the favorite thing?
All the animals are always a favorite. And climbing up in a combine is right up there, too. But the bottle calf and the bottle lamb are always the top of the list.
Was the Laylee milker new this year? Or?
Yeah, they've always been here as a part of it, but they actually had a milker in here for another demonstration, so the kids are actually able to see the robotic milker and different things.
Well, and I see the implement dealers, local
yep.
implement dealers
yep.
here.
Yep, both Titan and Van Wall are represented. With a tractor from Van Wall and a combine from Titan, and Vermeer also has a baler that we use for safety.
Most years you have the Twin Cedars kids helping
yep.
out.
Yep, and then Twin Cedars brought 10 kids, I believe, and their FFA advisor. They're here leading groups and helping out where they can.
Well, do you mind if I nose around a little bit?
No, go
kids?
For it. Absolutely.
Well, thank you.
Thanks for being here.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on agriculture is brought to you in part by Laylee North America, Dutch Meadows Garden Center, Good Samaritan Society Indianola, Van Manen Seed and Chemical, Columbia Store and Tire, and Marion County Auto Body. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Sheraton Hy-Vee, Pierschbacher Funeral Home, Ozinga Feed Service of Oskaloosa, Souter Family Farms, Pleasantville FFA Alumni, Farm Bureau Financial Services Agent Cliff Douglas, and McGriff's Farm and Home of New Sharon.
I continued my conversation with the people at the Farm Bureau's Ag in the Classroom event at the Vermeer Corporation. Rachel, how are you enjoying today?
Oh, it's been fun, I guess.
What are you teaching the kids?
Right now I'm working with Pella's local vet, and we're giving ultrasounds to goats.
Ultrasounds to goats?
Mm-hmm.
Now, why would you give ultrasounds to goats?
We're just showing them how the ultrasound machine is used and how you can see what's inside the goats or any animal that you're using and how you can predict when the baby is going to be born and if it's going to be more than one baby.
Really? And that's important for people to know, huh?
Yep. It's good if you own livestock.
OK.
okay, because when I was a kid, goats were just born. There probably weren't ultrasounds.
Yeah.
But, okay, so it's important in teaching. Oh, and I see can see the images.
Yeah, they can see what's going on in there.
Why do you do this?
Our FFA chapter is just here to help. I think it's important that the vet is here today, just so kids get a feeling of what's going on the farm.
Mm-hmm. And why are you in FFA?
I'm in FFA because I actually grew up in a rural area. We know we've always owned animals. You don't have to own animals to be in FFA, but I joined it to learn more about my animals that I'm raising.
And have you succeeded learning more?
I have. I've learned so much more than I ever expected.
And what are you going to do when you're done with high school?
I'm going to school to be an AI, which is artificial inseminating animals.
Okay, well, what got you interested in that?
My vet tech class at school actually got me into that.
Be involved with animal breeding then?
Yep.
All right, I bet there's a lot to learn.
There is. There's a lot.
Well, thank you.
Yep, no problem.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on agriculture is brought to you in part by Knoxville Regional Livestock Market, New Tech Seed Dealer Mike Van Zee, Pizza Hut, Hube's Garage, Subway of Pella and Monroe, Stan Drywall, and Firm Foundations. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Scurrying and Utermarked, National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum, Culver's of Pella, Tri-County Veterinary Clinic, Pella Precast Products, Lighton State Bank, and Hewitt Service Center of Monroe.
I continued my conversation with the people at the Farm Bureau's Ag in the Classroom event at the Vermeer Corporation. Well, Dave, another Ag in the Classroom. How many have there been? I don't know, lots.
Oh, we've been doing Ag in the Classroom in this format now, I think, for 10, maybe 12 years. It's been a long time, and Vermeer has been a very good partner for us on this. Without this facility, we couldn't do it.
Thinking about this, some of the kids that were here, oh, I don't know, that first year, they're in school or maybe they're working on a farm, or I guess they might be in agriculture.
Very well could be. And most of these kids are generations removed from farming. And for us to be able to get them back to their roots, how their food is grown, how it's produced, that's what today is all about, is giving these fourth graders a chance to meet the people that are actually producing the food they eat.
Well, now that you say that, I guess it's as important for kids that aren't going to be on the farm or involved in agriculture to learn about it.
If you're not an informed consumer, you're going to have a very skewed opinion about where your food comes from and how it's produced. Many of these kids don't have a clue. They think it's made in the backs of the grocery stores or Arby's is just slapping that meat together in the back. So this gives them a chance to see how exactly the world really works.
Well, you know what? I've interviewed a lot of presidential candidates during the caucus season, and I think they should have been here in fourth grade.
There's a lot of things to be said about the presidential candidates, and education is not the least amongst them. So
I just had to toss it in because, in general, the public is really uneducated, aren't they?
They are indeed, and politicians are just like anybody else. A lot of them get hung up on the buzzwords put out by propaganda organizations, and they really don't have a clue as to where their food comes from.
Well, and AJ, you're from the Monroe area, right?
Yes, that is correct.
And you involved in agriculture up there?
Yes, directly. We farm, row crops, we do beans and corn, and we also sell seed.
Unless I'm misremembering or haven't met you before, this is your first time here at the Ag in the Classroom?
Yes, this is my very first time here. Dave had an opportunity for me to come down to see what the Farm Bureau does in conjunction with Vermeer, with the local community schools and some homeschoolers. And I can't tell you enough that I'm excited to see the connection of the rural community having taken a chance and offering an educational opportunity for the urban kids.
So pretty impressed today, huh?
Very impressed. Like Dave said, that there is a disconnect between some the city people and the rural community, because obviously you can't farm in the city. A lot of the kids don't know that milk comes from a cow. Burgers, they don't know. Like, you get meat from Arby's, McDonald's, you know. They don't know what's beyond that. But it's also a great opportunity to realize that with some of the media's perceptions are sometimes negative to the farmer, and here they have an opportunity to honestly see that that is not true. The farmer is not their enemy. In fact, the farmer is a great friend and something that America needs.
Well, thank you. Nice to meet you.
Hey, thanks for the opportunity. It's a pleasure.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on agriculture is brought to you in part by Fred's Muffler Shop of Oskaloosa, Don's Heating and Cooling, Mahaska Bull of Oskaloosa, Knoxville Farm and Home, and Dan's Plumbing and Heating. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the Radio Audio Media Player on KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Harbor House of Hair in Penn Central Mall, Oskaloosa, Jersey Freeze, Krause Cafe, Dowie Pest Control, Cargill Corn Milling in Eddyville, and Midwest One Bank.
I continued my conversation with the people at the Farm Bureau's Ag in the Classroom event at the Vermeer Corporation. I was just so stunned, Mindy, by the kids' questions and raising their hands. How do you get them to do that?
I think it helps that they're fairly simple questions, straightforward answers. Some of the group might know them, and like I've told people, I offer them candy. So give them candy, they'll answer your questions. And it's all stuff that kids want to know about and are excited to learn about. So.
Well, they were guessing at how many pigs in the world.
They were, and it's kind of fun. Because it's a big number. It's 2 billion. So I mean, there's a lot of room for them to do some hot cold guessing, kind of. So.
Well, I bet our listeners were doing some guessing there before you.
Probably. I didn't know, and it's fun. I pull this out every year, and I kind of forget year to year some of the things that I'm asking. So.
Yeah, and why do you do this?
I think it's important. I know when I grew up, I had family and friends who farmed, so I knew a lot of the farm stuff. I knew a lot of the lingo. Not a lot of the kids have that experience anymore. Not a lot of them have grandparents who raise hogs and who raise cattle, so they kind of understand the process and the terms. And so it's kind of fun to just kind of open their eyes to some things that they maybe don't see and hear every day.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
So you guys are going to be interviewed for the radio. How's
Hi.
That sound?
Awesome.
Okay.
Hi, how are you kids?
Good.
What's your names?
Avery.
Jack.
Brianna.
Donovan.
Well, what have you learned today?
That sheep are like $250.
Wow. Do you have that much money saved from your allowance?
Yeah.
Do you? Think you might want a sheep someday?
Sure.
Okay. What have you learned today?
That tractors, like a really small tractor, is like $5,000.
$5,000?
Mm-hmm. More than that. No, like $95,000.
Like maybe one to mow my yard, maybe, huh?
$95,000.
That you don't have that much in your save from your allowance, do you? Do you like the tractors?
Sorta.
Sorta.
Yeah.
What's your favorite? What was your favorite thing today?
Seeing, like, going over to pet the animals.
Oh, well, great. What was your favorite thing today, young lady?
I think it was seeing the animals and getting to pet them.
You don't get to pet animals every day?
Well, I do, but those are different because I don't get to pet them all the time.
And what did you pet?
I pet a dog, a lamb, and a cow. A calf, baby.
Do you think you might want to be a farmer someday?
My mom and dad are, but yeah.
Yeah, you're going to do that?
Mm-hmm.
And so you've learned stuff. Are you going to go home and teach your mom and dad some things tonight?
Yep.
All right. And are you enjoying today?
Yeah.
And what are you enjoying?
Just learning about agriculture.
If you had to walk out of here and talk to people, make a presentation or something, what would you say the most important thing that you learned today is?
corn is a valuable resource in Iowa. It involves a lot of things.
Mm-hmm. And what was your favorite part?
I'd say probably learning what animal, like, what products can be made from it.
All right. And you're their teacher, I presume?
Yes.
And what's your name?
Jennifer Beyer.
Jennifer. Well, what? Oh, Mrs. Beyer.
Excuse me.
I mean, what do you think they're getting out of it, too? They've told us. Are you seeing a bigger picture? Are you going to take some things back?
We, in class, have been talking about a lot of renewable resources, non-renewable resources, the agriculture in different regions and how it's different based on the landforms that are in the area, the climate that's in the area, the differences in crops that they can grow based on those things. So it's kind of fun, I think, for some of these kids to see what we have in Iowa and in the Midwest and make those connections to home.
Well, thank you all. Thank you, Mrs. Beyer. And thank you, kids.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks to everybody at the Farm Bureau's Ag in the Classroom event for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.